The reading today is taken from John, chapter 1, verse 1 to verse 18. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the life of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and through the world was made through him. He was the world. The world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, and his own did not receive him. Yet all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to be children of God. Children not born of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. He has seen his glory. We have seen his glory and the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testified concerning him. He cried out, saying, "This is the one I spoke about when I said, 'He comes after me, has surpassed me, because he has become before me.' Out of the fullness we have all received grace in place of grace already given. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who in himself God. And in this, the closer relationship with the Father has been made known." This is the word of God.
Thanks be to God. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, help us to understand those words, something of what they mean, and their importance for us today. Thank you for those words which you've kept for us. Help us to know you better through them, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now then, I've got an exercise for you to begin with. I want you to just turn to your neighbour, and without using any words, by which I mean you're not allowed to speak them, therefore you're not allowed to hear them, you're not allowed to write them, you're not even allowed to raise fingers to suggest the number four or anything like that. So no words, okay? I want you to tell your neighbour something particular about you. Now, you're looking blank. Well, I don't know anything about me. Well, it might be like a hobby. It might be your favourite book, what present you got. It might be some ailment you're suffering from at the moment. But anything about you that you... I just want you to tell your neighbour without using words. And when we finish the little exercise, don't then tell them with words, okay? That's for later. Okay? So, off you go. Just communicate something about yourself to your neighbour without words. It should be silent. It should be silent. Excellent. Good. Okay, well, those of you who put in a lot of effort, which wasn't all of you, I can assure you, those of you who put in a lot of effort, you probably got something across, but maybe not very many details. So maybe you found somebody who just loves 10-pin bowling. Maybe you managed to work that out somehow. But you've no idea how often they go, or who they go with, or even where they go. You might have worked out some kind of present that was given, but you don't know who gave it, and you certainly don't know anything about the wrapping paper that was in it. But you probably got something across, but not very many details. Well, God tells us about himself in a similar way. These were the first three verses of that reading. In the beginning was the Word. And beginning of verse 3, through him all things were made. So we can see that God is trying to say something, because he speaks of himself as word. Someone trying to say something. He wanted to get something across. And so when everything was made, God was trying to get something across to us. He was trying to say something, but he didn't use words at that point. And so God is trying to say something to us. Now, here's some of the stuff he made. There's the earth. Do you know how difficult it is to get one of those pictures without the United States and South America on it? You'd be surprised how the world's changed. The earth, and then big things like mountains. Of course, he made all the animals as well. The little caption at the bottom of this, I will give you one guess which daughter suggested this. So he made all the animals, and of course he gave us great things to eat, didn't he? These are great. Everybody loves a sprout. There's some of the things that God made through his word. What was he saying? What was he saying when he made it? Well, the Bible tells us in Romans chapter 1, for since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen through what has been made. We see God's great power because of everything that is. And we see his divine nature, that he is God. His divine nature. But to be honest, there's not too many details. It's clear. There's somebody there trying to communicate something, but we don't get the details. We get the big picture. Right. Back to your neighbour. You're now allowed to use words and tell them what you were trying to tell them. Okay? So if you chose something embarrassing, too bad. You now have to tell them what you were trying to tell them beforehand. Okay, this shouldn't take long, and it should be a little noisier. Okay. Hopefully that was a much clearer exercise, because words are extremely useful. We say them and we hear them, and things can become much clearer, much more detail is available. Maybe you worked out who'd given the present and what the wrapping was like, and so on. We get to know so much more when words are used. Well, what if God himself was to tell us about himself in exactly that same way? Not just trying to get something across, but to make the details clear. What if God was to do that? Well, of course, that's exactly what he did at that first Christmas. At the end of that reading, no one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is himself God. This is the Word. And he is in closest relationship with the Father, has made him known. The details have been spoken, and God can be known, because the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. It is like you might have been sitting next to God and he would have been telling you something about himself. It's as straightforward as that. I know there's lots of things that aren't straightforward about that, but in terms of knowing the details, it is as straightforward as that. The Word became flesh and lived amongst us. What God has to say has taken on flesh. It's truly like having God sit next to us and speak. And so, because of Jesus, we would expect some details, wouldn't we? When there's no words being spoken, we just kind of get something, but we don't get the details. But with Jesus, we would expect the details. Well, that verse 14 continues. We have seen his glory. He's become flesh, dwelt amongst us. We've seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Here are the details. Glory. How great God is in himself. Not just the great stuff that he's made, but the how great God is in himself. That's what we see when we see the Lord Jesus. The second detail, grace. God's free and undeserved kindness. When you feel in trouble or when you know you've sinned against God, here's the detail that we know about God, that he is full of grace. He is full of free and undeserved kindness. That's an immeasurable kindness to people who don't deserve it. Jesus gives us that detail. He is full of grace, no matter who you are or what you've done. And the third detail, truth. God's way of seeing things. The detail that we receive in Jesus about God is that he's full of truth. He helps us to see what we don't see right. He shows us the right way to see everything. And so because the Word has become flesh, God has spoken to us, like sitting next to us, we get some of the details. We see how great God is in himself. That is going to be fulfilled when God himself lays down his life for us. That is a great God. Grace, whoever we are and whatever we've done, God is full of grace. And the truth taught to us by the maker and master of everything. He's the one who knows. We do not have to walk around in the dark. Well, I put it to you, therefore, that to get to the heart of Christmas, there's a pretty simple question that we can ask ourselves. Are we listening? Are we listening to the Lord Jesus Christ? As the Creator who came and spoke clearly and gave us those details about God, are we listening to him? Well, of course, there's a couple of options at that point. We can choose not to. We can just say, well, okay, but I'm not going to listen. And that's what happened. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. That's sad, isn't it? I think it's sad. But it at least tells us that there are people who think they don't need God's kindness. They think they don't need it. And they think that they see things better than Jesus sees them. They understand things better than Jesus sees them because they don't listen. In short, it's very easy to think that we're better at living than Jesus was. Well, if we're like that, and we've already confessed in our confession that from time to time we are, but there are many who persist in that. He came to that which was his own did not receive him. There's an alternative. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, who listened to him, he gave the right to become children of God, born of God. It's the start of life, born of God. Everything before that must be lacking in some way. Experiencing God's kindness and knowing God's truth, calling him Father, born of God, children of God. What an invitation. I don't know how many Christmas parties you've had in invitations to, or what you're doing for New Year. What an invitation to come and hear God give us the details about himself, and then to discover just how great he is, how full of grace and truth. Now, those of you who know your Bibles might recognise this paraphrase from Deuteronomy chapter 6. Here's the invitation. Let's listen to this Jesus. Let his words be on our hearts. Impress them on one another. Why wouldn't you, if these words have been spoken? Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Always have them to hand and keep them in your head. Make them available to all who might be interested. Attend churches and church groups that always have them to hand and help you to keep them in your head and make them available to all who are interested. That's some stuff to do today. If you've got a few spare moments later when everything's quieting down and it's all a bit boring, you can just remember that God has spoken. You can do it tomorrow. We can do it for 2019 New Year's resolutions and all that. But this is something to do for the rest of our lives. Let's listen to the Lord Jesus Christ, for he is the Word. He is what God has to say to us, as though he was sitting next to us. And so his are the words of eternal life.